Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
When it really comes down to it, we are more effective when we work together, when we can harness our different backgrounds, our different talents. We're able to do more than when we're on our own.
Welcome to Measuring Success Right. My name is Lily Vahikite, and I'm your host for this episode. Today, we have the pleasure of talking with Carson McCracken about the BYU Marriott School's Business Career Center. Carson McCracken is a junior studying human resource management and minoring in economics. Carson grew up in Alpine, Utah, and loves being outdoors, especially in the mountains. He enjoys trail running and has summited most of the peaks along the Utah and Salt Lake County Wasatch Front. Carson is passionate about creating workplace cultures that promote inclusion and engagement. Carson, welcome. We are so excited to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Lily. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So I'm actually very interested about your love of trail running. So is that something you've done since you were really young or something that you've just gotten into more recently?
You know, it's something that I've gotten into just in the last couple of years. Growing up, I've loved spending time outside and especially in the mountains. But in the last couple of years, my dad and I, we've really, really found a passion and love for trail running, exploring different peaks. And like you mentioned, we've been able to summit most of the mountains along the Utah and Salt Lake County Wasatch Front. And it's just such a fun experience. I love being outdoors, love getting to the top of the peaks and just looking around, beautiful views. And it's a lot of fun. So one thing to note on that is I'm actually training for a trail run race next year that I'm hoping to compete in. It's called the Squaw Peak 50. It's a 50 mile trail run race, and so I'm hoping to get ready for that. That'll be next year.
I feel like I should congratulate you already just for the fact that you're preparing for that, because that is so awesome. If you had to say your favorite trail in the area or your favorite mountain to summit, what would you suggest for people?
What would I suggest? I personally really love Lone Peak. It's a really cool peak to summit. You have great views of both Salt Lake and Utah County. And There are some really cool areas. There are some big drop-offs. So that's something, if you're afraid of heights, that's probably not the best peak for you to summit. But I think it's just beautiful. It's really fun and adventurous and probably one of my favorites around here.
Absolutely. Well, I'll have to check that out on Peak Summit. Yeah, we're lucky to live in such a beautiful place. There are so many different opportunities to get out into nature and to experience that around here. All right. So you are an employee of the Business Career Center here on campus, which is, by the way, a great resource for our young professionals on campus. But how would you describe your role in the BCC and the services that it does offer to students?
Yeah, of course. So I have worked at the Business Career Center for 2 years now. I spent my first year working as a client success specialist, where I acted as the primary point of contact with different companies looking to recruit BYU Marriott students. And in the past year, I have transitioned into a different role where I am the manager of talent development at the Business Career Center, which is a little bit more internally focused role, focusing on culture development, professional development. I help out with the hiring of new students, new student employees at the Business Career Center, which has also been a lot of fun. The BCC really is, like you mentioned, a great resource for students. So there's several different teams within the Business Career Center and different aspects to it. I'll go through a couple really quick. The first is, at the BCC, we have different career advisors. And the career advisors are an amazing resource. They meet with students every day and give students advice on career paths or goals to set. They do a lot with reviewing resumes and cover letters and helping students prepare to recruit with top-level companies. They also manage a lot of the relationships with these companies. And so they are a great resource here at the Business Career Center. And there's a career advisor over each major here in the Marriott School. And So you can reach out to your career advisor and they are more than happy to help. The team that I've had the opportunity to work on deals a lot more with helping companies plan and carry out their recruiting events with BYU Marriott. And so we do a lot with getting in contact with the different companies, having planning phone calls with them, planning out what their recruiting is going to look like for the semester, what their goals are, and then helping them carry out those events while here on campus. So it's a lot of fun. It really is just a great experience to be able to help those companies and ultimately help the students of BYU Marriott land great internships and jobs.
Yeah, I think it is such a unique experience that you have as a student, as someone who's hoping and striving for placement options of your own after school, to be working so closely with recruiters and with other students who are working toward those goals. So I'm sure that from this experience, you've developed a lot of interesting perspectives regarding student success and placement. But from your own experience, working in this capacity and with these different people, what are some of the most important elements of student success as they are transitioning from the business school into the workforce?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lily. I think the BYU Marriott School does a great job of preparing students to enter the workforce. And from what I've seen, students really do leave the Marriott School prepared to make a difference in the workforce. And so my experience has been, honestly, I am very impressed with all the students I get to interact with. And even this is a really cool part of my job is when I have the opportunity to hop on the phone call with different recruiters from various companies, I hear great feedback from different companies. And They always talk to me about how much they love coming to BYU, how much they love our students, and that they're looking to hire more of our students. And so it's really cool to see how the BYU Marriott School competes in the real world and how they help prepare students to make a difference from the get-go and in their early careers.
That's so interesting. Just out of curiosity, this is kind of just for my own curiosity, like what are some of the... I don't know. What are some of the attributes that you feel like you see a lot coming up as like strengths of BYU students? I feel like as we like better know, obviously it's good to know your weaknesses, but to really lean into the strengths that we already have is really valuable too.
Yeah, no, that's great. A few of the strengths that I've seen from BYU students and that I hear about from different recruiters is their ability to work in teams and collaborate. And I think that's a big focus of the Marriott School is a lot of the majors here focus on group work, on teamwork. At least in my experience in the HR program this semester, working with teams has been a big part of what we've done to throughout the semester with our different projects. And so I think that prepares us to enter the workforce and immediately know how to communicate effectively on teams. Know how to handle team conflict and resolve that and be effective working with others. And that's really cool because when it really comes down to it, we are more effective when we work together, when we can harness our different backgrounds, our different talents. When we come together, we're able to do more than when we're on our own. It's like 1 + 1 = 5 instead of 1 + 1 = 2, right? And so that's a big thing I've noticed. I think one thing, just as I interact with my fellow peers here at the Marriott School, is their commitment to integrity and also the level of optimism that I feel from BYU students. I think here at BYU we have a lot of optimism about being able to make a positive impact and change in the world. And I think recruiters and companies notice that about BYU students. And that's one of the things that draws them to continue returning and hiring students from the BYU Marriott School.
I love that. And I think that's really true. I think that we really do foster a culture of hope just in general in our university. And I think people can really see that and they feed off of that. As I mentioned earlier, as I was reading through your biography, and as you just mentioned, you're studying human resources, and you have a strong desire to promote workplaces that are inclusive and engaging. Where has that desire really stemmed from in you? Like, what motivates you to emphasize those values?
Thank you. Yes, that's a great question. You're right. Workplace inclusion and culture and promoting engaging workplaces is something I'm very passionate about. And I through different research and study, I've come to realize that it's something that we lack in the business world, is having engaging and inclusive cultures. A lot of people aren't motivated, aren't inspired to come to work. They don't have purpose and meaning behind what they do. And to me, that's sad. If work takes up a big majority of our lives, and I feel that we should be inspired to come to work, that we should enjoy what we do, we should be passionate about it. And so there are things that we can do to create engaging workplaces, to promote those values, to promote collaboration and creativity, and have that inclusion, to really harness the power of different people's backgrounds and experiences. And so that, to me, if I can help improve workplace cultures, if I can help create those environments where people come to work and are happy to be there, when they come to work and they're more engaged, not only will that help the company perform better, but that will help people at the company live better lives and be more satisfied with what they're doing. So that's something that really motivates me in the field of HR.
That's awesome, Carson. I just think that's so wonderful. I think the emphasis on people and really how people are feeling is so important. I love those words, inclusive and engaging. I think they're really powerful. Well, we've talked a little bit about the Business Career Center and the things that it can offer to our students. But I think one of the questions that a student might have is just, how do I become involved with it? How do I reach out and get started with the Business Career Center? Where is it located? That sort of thing. What is the best way that our students here at the Marriott Business School can get in contact with the people and the resources at the Business Career Center?
Great. First off, we are located here in the Tanner Building on the fourth floor. So if you walk in the east doors of the Tanner Building, you'll see us just off to the right there, the Business Career Center. I would say for students looking to get involved in the Business Career Center, one of the first things you can do is just by going to the front desk, talking with the office specialist there, and they can help you determine who you can meet with at the Business Career Center to maybe discuss different career opportunities and career paths. Like I mentioned earlier, the career advisors usually are a great resource for that. And so by just going in and looking to set up an appointment with one of them, that's a great way to kick off your relationship with those career advisors and get valuable career advice moving forward. Now, a lot of what we do at the Business Career Center maybe is a little bit more behind the scenes, in that we help set up a lot of the recruiting events on Handshake. So if you're not familiar with Handshake, it is the go-to recruiting platform that BYU uses to connect students with job opportunities and employers. So what I'd recommend first with getting involved in the Business Career Center is, if you're not on Handshake, make an account and get signed up. You just go to handshake.byu.edu. And that is a great platform to link you with different opportunities, different openings. And so a lot of what we do, like I mentioned, behind the scenes is as we plan these events with recruiters and companies, we help them create and set up their events, and we approve those events on Handshake and get those posted and sent out to the rest of the Marriott School. So when you're on there looking through those events, a lot of those have come through us. We made sure they were approved and ready to go. And that's a really cool experience, because even as myself as a student, as I attend information sessions or different meet and greets, or I look to interview, and I find those events on Handshake, it's really cool, because I know that here at the Business Career Center, we've been able to play a little bit of a role in helping set those up. So those would be my two, I guess, biggest recommendations for getting involved with the Business Career Center.
Absolutely. And this is another question that kind of stems just from curiosity, but obviously, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had a lot of times when we've had the opportunity to adapt. And I'm thinking about, you know, these different recruiter events that you're talking about. How have you guys, or how has the Business Career Center adapted in terms of not being able to hold like large group gatherings and things like that? Like, what are these recruiter meetings looking like right now and into the next semester?
It definitely has been a change, and we definitely had to adapt. And the team has really come together to create some really innovative and cool solutions to that. Most of the recruiting, let me rephrase that, pretty much all of the recruiting at BYU this year has been done virtually, as most of our classes are, as most of our world has turned into virtual, right? And recruiting is the same. So we still are holding information sessions. We're still promoting interviews. Most of those are being done in a virtual setting. So when you look on Handshake and you see, oh, this company that I'm interested in, they're coming to do an info session, there will be a Zoom link where you'll be able to join and interact in that way. And so it's very similar to how we hop onto classes. You hop onto the Zoom link, there's usually a presentation. And then at the end of the presentation, recruiters usually provide time for Q&A, questions and answers. And they also give time often for different meet and greets to connect with the different recruiters from the companies. So even though things have gone virtual, I feel that we've really been able to keep that connection with recruiters through those different events. And that goes for information sessions. Also, career fairs have gone virtual. And so maybe we don't hear about them quite as often because we're not here in the Tanner Building as much. But if you look for those opportunities on Handshake, they're still there. Recruiters are still looking to hire students. And so there's really a positive outlook moving forward with recruiting for BYU students.
Absolutely. Adapt and survive. I think that we've just been able to see so much in the last year, which is crazy. How much we can still get done, even if we can't do it exactly the way that we always have in the past. Just to wrap up, this whole podcast is centered around success, and I think we have talked a lot about student success today, but one of the last questions that we always like to ask our guests is how you personally define success in your own life. So I know that's a pretty big question, but Carson, how do you define success?
Thank you, Lily. Yeah, that is a great question. I would say I define success in two main ways. The first is a little bit more internal, and I like to ask myself, am I a better person today than I was yesterday, or last month, or even last year? Am I progressing towards my career goals, my educational goals, even my spiritual and physical goals? If I can look back and see that I am improving, that I am becoming better year after year, day after day, that to me shows that I'm being successful. A lot of success to me is continual progress. And I guess going off that note, I really love the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he talks about these small changes and how over time they make a big difference. He even talks about how if we can make a 1% improvement in ourselves each day, at the end of the year, we will be 37 times better. So these small continuous changes, I think that's the first way I define success. The second way is success for me has a lot to do with my level of fulfillment. And another question I like to ask myself is, did I make a positive impact in the world today? Did I make a positive impact with the people I talked with or the projects I worked on, even my studies? Because when it really comes down to it, success for me is living life to its fullest potential and leaving the world better than when I found it. And so if I can do that, if I can approach life with this attitude, with that optimism of helping to leave it better than it is, of making a difference, that to me is being successful. And so those are really two key ways that I have defined success in my life.
Thank you so much, Carson. It's always my favorite part of this experience, to be able to listen to the different definitions of success that people have. I always feel like I learn a lot, and it makes me really reevaluate the things that I hold really important. But thank you so much for joining us today, Carson. It truly has been such a pleasure being able to talk to you and learn from you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. This has been Lily Vehikite with Measuring Success Right. Have a wonderful week.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.